Welcome to the LifeLink Church Podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
LifeLink Church. How y'all doing this morning? So good. I want to echo Pastor Sheree. Y'all look great. I mean, I can't see any of you, but you look great. You look awesome. I'm so honored to be here this morning. My name is Lacey Mercer. I serve on staff here as one of our pastors at LifeLink. I want to welcome all y'all in the building, all of you worshiping online. It's so good to see you guys this morning. Before we dive in, I just want to honor our pastors for a minute. They're not in here right now because they went back there. Oh, there they are. Everybody turn and get look awkwardly. And honor our pastors. For those of you online, they just walked in the back door and I made everybody turn and look, and it was super fun. So I want to honor our pastors. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to speak into our church family today. This is a huge honor and I don't take it lightly. So praise the Lord. We have the best pastors ever of all time. All time forever. I also want to honor my mom and my mother-in-law and my mama Sue, Jan, right there, and Grammy online. Hello. I'm surrounded by so, and Carol, my grandma-in-law. I'm surrounded by so many incredible women to celebrate today. I could just go on and on and on, but love you guys. Love you. Thank you for who you are in my life, and I'm not going to cry because we're not doing that right now. So, for all of you guys in here that are like, shoot, Lord, it's Mother's Day. Okay, I'm gonna have to stop by Trader Joe's on the way to brunch to pick up some flowers. I'm gonna help you out, okay? Three words: carbs, coffee, and quiet. Okay? Here's what you do. You go up to your mom and you say, Mom, you are the most beautiful creature to have ever walked the face of this earth. Here's some chocolate, have a coffee, go take a nap. Yeah? And all the mamas said, amen. I hope my husband is listening today. I myself am a mom of two little girls, Emma and Nova. They are 5.5 and 2, turning 3 in just a few months. And for those of you guys praying in a third, stop it. We are done. That is it. This oven is closed. No more. Yeah? Talking to you. And this row of anointing right here. Stop it. Well, you guys, it's Mother's Day. So I want to take a minute and just honor all the moms that are here in the room, as well as those of you that are worshiping online with us today. We actually have a special treat for you. I don't know if you guys saw, but in the lobby on your way out, we have this sweet little print that says, grow through what you go through. And this is for you. It's got confetti in it. So you can put it on your mirror. You can put it on your fridge or frame it or sleep with it under your pillow if you want. But just a reminder that whatever it is that you're going through, let's grow through it. Amen? For those of you that are worshiping online, we also have a text number that they're putting in the chat right now. You can text that, download it, save it as your phone screen. Let's encourage ourselves with that today. Amen? You know, we also know that Mother's Day, while it's a day to celebrate, it can also be a little bit tense. There can be some big emotions that come from Mother's Day. Maybe it's a day that brings up in us moms guilt or critique of maybe how we could be doing things better. Maybe for some, this is the first Mother's Day without your mom or without your sister who's a mom. Maybe for some today, this brings up, like, man, I wish I was a mom. And we don't want to just barge into the day, happy Mother's Day, and just negate what could actually really be happening and the heaviness that could be in this room. So moms, we do celebrate you. But also, ladies, we see you. And we don't know what you're going through, but there's a God in heaven who does. And he loves you, and he knows you. You are seen, and mamas out there, every booty you wipe, the Lord sees it, and he honors it. Mamas in here that are struggling with sadness because your kids aren't with you today, God sees you. He loves you. Moms today that are in the room saying, I prayed for this and now I'm overwhelmed and stressed out because I don't know if I can handle this. God sees you. He loves you. He knows you. You are not lost on God. You're right here and he's got you in the palm of his hand. So can we just take a minute before we dive into the message? I want to pray for the moms in the room, to the ladies in the room and online, and then just ask the Lord to be with us today. Can we just do that? Hey, moms all across this room, can you just lift your hands to whatever level you feel comfortable? Online, do the same. Lord God, I just love you today. Lord, we thank you for your sweet presence. God, we thank you that just like we sang earlier, it's your love that sets us free, that your love changes us. So Lord, today, for all the moms that are here, for all the ladies that are here, God, I don't know where they're at, but you do. And not only do you know where they are, you're right there with them. So Lord, I just pray where there's heaviness, that you would be the lifter of our heads. God, where there's a spirit of heaviness, Lord, I pray that we would exchange that for your garment of praise. God, I thank you that in your presence, God, we find joy and we find peace and we find security and we find safety and refuge. And so, Lord, I pray that today over these ladies that are in the room, those that are listening online right now and even later on today, God, I thank you that you are with us, that it's in you that we have our strength, that it's in you that we have our joy and our peace. And it's not in our own ways of doing things, but it's in through our relationship with you. So Lord, I pray that you would bless these mamas that are here today. God, these ladies that are listening, speak to them in a way that only they will know that you are talking to them in such a personal way that they will have no doubt that my God talked to me today and he sees me and he loves me. Lord, I also pray that as we go into this time where we study your word and God, we hear something from you, God, that your presence would just fill this place. God, I thank you for a lift in this place, in the atmosphere right now. I come against a spirit of oppression in the name of Jesus. I come against guilt and condemnation. Those are not of you. Those are not of our God. So God, we thank you that those things have to go because where your presence is, darkness cannot be. So Lord, we just pray that you would release your light and your life in this room. We give you all the praise. God, we are open to hear from you today. We want all that you have. Lord, I pray that every word that comes out of my mouth will come straight from your heart. We're here to receive it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. So you guys, we have been in this series called Triggered, and it's been amazing. Pastor Cherie has brought the house down. It's been so good. If you haven't heard it, it's all online. It's available for you. I encourage you to go listen to it. It's been so good. We've been talking about all things anxiety and depression and our brains and our minds and the power of when we follow God and when we line up our minds, then the life just works and it's been so good and I'm doing none of it justice. So you're just going to have to go listen to it because it's been so good. But she's been talking about how if our mind is a mess, then our life is a mess, right? And so it's been so good. So we're going to continue that today, talking about something that we all experience. And I'm specifically, you know, moms, we experience this, but if you're a human being, you experience this. Chances are you're experiencing it right now. And if you're not, give it 20 minutes because you will. Okay, today we're talking about being overwhelmed. Being overwhelmed. You know, yesterday, my mom and my Mama Sue, that's what I call my grandma on my mom's side, my Mama Sue, we went out to celebrate Mother's Day. And it was so much fun. And we went to lunch at the Cheesecake Factory. Have y'all been to the Cheesecake Factory? Oh, yeah. Maybe some of y'all are like, ooh, that's what I want for Mother's Day. Good luck getting a table. I just am going to say. So we went to lunch at the Cheesecake Factory. Now, I love the Cheesecake Factory. I love me some of their tropical iced tea with extra ice. I'm telling you, it's so good. The bread that they bring to the table, come on, with the butter. Butter is of the Lord. I just have to say, it's of the Lord. And all the doctors, just close your ears. Yeah, butter is of the Lord. Okay, so the butter and then the Godiva chocolate cheesecake. I know, right? Okay, my one beef with the Cheesecake Factory. The size of the menu. Can we just talk about it for a second? It's 24 pages. And then if you don't like that menu, they have the Skinnylicious menu, which is like another 3,700 items. So we just ordered a bunch of apps because like we can't even make it past the appetizers to see what else we have. So we just ordered a bunch of apps and it was great. But I sat there, I'm like, I'm so hungry because by the time we sat at the table, because it was Mother's Day weekend, it was like 2 o'clock. I'm so hungry and I'm overwhelmed looking at this menu. I'm like, I can't even choose. There's so many options, but I'm hungry, but I can't choose. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. Overwhelming. My husband and I are getting our floors redone in our entire downstairs. We're getting the carpet ripped up and getting some hard surfaces. And I just gotta say, picking flooring, have you ever done that before? These are grown-up choices that we have to make, and they're awful. Like tile, hardwood, vinyl, linoleum, I don't know. That one's too warm, that one's too cool. The underlayment won't work there. We're gonna have to do a, what's that called? A quarter thing on the thing, it's just too much. And I was like, you know what? I got to the point, I'm like, forget it. I will live with my janky kid wrecked carpet. I'll just buy more rugs. I don't wanna deal with it. Overwhelming. I don't know if you've noticed, but our culture is perpetually in a state of overwhelm. We are overwhelmingly overwhelmed. So we're so immersed in what's going on. Like if I get a second to myself, I have too many options of what I can do. I don't know what to do, so I just don't do anything. Right? I have an hour. My kids are sleeping. Do I take a nap? Do I eat some lunch? Do I clean the kitchen? Do I get ahead on this? Do I sit? So I sit and I scroll because I don't know what to do. We turn on the news and we're bombarded with one disaster after another, and then like here's a little glimmer of hope only to be dashed with another natural disaster. Oh my gosh, it's too much. Moms in the room today, can we talk about the overwhelm of parenting? Oh my goodness, stay-at-home moms dealing with our kids' big feelings all day long, plus the laundry that never ends, the bills, the chores, the all of that. Working moms dealing with the guilt of being a working mom, the overwhelming feeling of that, plus the stay-at-home moms are guilty that they're not bringing in stuff to the home, right? The bills and the schedules and the carpool and getting kids from soccer to gymnastics to pottery class. I don't know what your kids do, but it's overwhelming. It's too much. There's so much going on and we're just overwhelmed. Have I painted the picture? Do you feel overwhelmed? Are we all on the same page? Okay, good. I don't want to be alone in my overwhelm up here. But I don't know if this is helpful for you, but Jesus himself was actually overwhelmed. The Savior of the world got overwhelmed. In Mark chapter 14, in the garden, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane just before he went to the cross, and he said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." He told his homies, "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, let this hour pass from him. Some of us might be like, yes, it's the witching hour at the end of the day when my kids are crazy. Lord, let this hour pass from me. It's too much. Our Savior experienced what we experience. You see, you have a God in heaven that is not only aware of what you feel, but he's felt the feelings that you feel. He's not removed from you. He cares about what you care about. You see, we live in a world where we have so much access to so much information. All we got to do is pull up our sweet little smart devices, right? And in an instant, literally at any point of the day, we can see there's been a rise in COVID cases. Oh, but wait, this news site said there's been a fall in COVID cases. Okay, but then there's the Disneyland is open, so that's cool. And oh, look, my friend from high school lost 75 pounds and oh, that family just lost their baby. And oh, hey, this is something that tells me how to turn my $1.99 Goodwill vase into looking like $100. And hey, look, earrings. What are we supposed to do with all of that? We are constantly bombarded with information. And then on top of all of that, there's the things that we can't control. The marriage that's falling apart, but you don't want your kids to know. the business that is not working, or it's working so good that you don't know how you're going to finish all the projects you have. Your kids that are failing out of class because they weren't in class for the last year. The sickness that you can't control that's invaded your body. The things that we can't control. So we're bombarded with all of the noise and all of the things, and then there's stuff happening. And if we don't know what to do with it, we can develop habits that are unhealthy. If we don't know how to handle it, we start developing coping mechanisms. And they can be unhealthy. And then we start feeling anxious or overwhelmed or depressed. So then we start dealing with the symptoms instead of the root of the issue. So we start to scroll, which just perpetuates the problem. I'm not harping on social media or technology. I love technology. I'm on Insta. Feel free to follow me. I'm not trying to build my following or anything, but I'm just saying it's not bad. Or we start Amazoning, guilty, or we binge, or we whatever. I know for me, when I get overwhelmed, I just start doing tasks because at least that's something I can control. So I'm gonna start cleaning the kitchen, and I'm gonna clean out that pantry, or I'm gonna clean out the shoes that my kids are wearing on their feet. Those don't fit, throw them out. And they're like, but I love those. And then I'm not nice about it either. So then everyone's like, stay away from mom. She's crazy. You see, when we don't know what to do, if we don't go to the right places and we're so overwhelmed, we work to change things from the outside in, but God works from the inside out. We work to change things from the outside in. I'm going to try to control this. I just need to just check out for a second, so I'm just going to scroll for a minute. If I could just get the list made and my schedule perfect and everybody to behave and stop wetting the bed, then everything will be okay. We try to control things from the outside in, but God works from the inside out, and it's so backwards to us, but that's why we need God. We can't do it on our own. So whenever I feel any negative emotions, anxious, anger, worry, anything like that, I go to Psalms. Because David felt all the things, and usually anywhere you turn in Psalms, we can find him in some state of duress and stress. He's wanting to bash his enemies' heads against a stone and drown all their babies and all that kind of stuff. But then it works out because by the end of the chapter, he's usually found his salvation again. So it's all good. It's a good, healthy thing to look at. So I always turn to Psalms. Okay, I don't know what to do with all these big feelings, but I'm going to turn to Psalms and see what that says. So in Psalm 61, verse 1 through 4, David says, oh God. And I don't think he was like, oh God. I think it was like, oh God. Or maybe he said it like Biebs, like, oh God, listen to my heart cry, hear my prayer. I don't know. But this is what David did, okay? Oh God, listen to my cry, hear my prayer from the ends of the earth. I cry to you for help when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the towering rock of safety, for you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of your wings. When my heart is overwhelmed, not if, but when. This is a normal human reaction to the things that are happening around us. You are okay to feel overwhelmed. See, some commentaries actually write on this chapter that David was writing that this was a really rough time in his life, obviously, because he's crying out to the Lord. But it was written during a time when his son was conspiring against him to take over his kingdom. I don't know about you, but sometimes parenting feels like my kids are conspiring against me. Like they get together and they're like, hey, you want to really freak mom out? Mom! But it's real. It's real. Jesus is the rock that is higher than the crushing point that you're in right now. Some of you are in this place and you feel so squashed. You feel like there's a boulder of heaviness on your shoulders. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than me. Lead me to the rock that is higher than me. the safety and security that is Jesus. Jesus said in John 16:33, I've told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. Y'all, this is not a surprise. This is not a surprise to Jesus. He said it. You're gonna have trouble with a capital T. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. You don't have to overcome the world because Jesus already did that for you. But in him, you will have peace. Will the circumstances magically disappear? Sometimes through the Lord, but not always. But in him, on that rock that is higher than anything that you're experiencing, in him, you will have peace. So what do we do? What do we do when we feel so incredibly, overwhelmingly overwhelmed that we just don't know what to do? See, today, we're not making light of anything. We know there's some serious issues going on in your world. I might not know all the details, but you're human. And the world's a little bit scary right now. So we're not making light and like, oh yeah, I changed a dirty diaper. It was stinky. It's not that. We know there's some heavy stuff happening. And it's real. What do we do with these big feelings of overwhelm in a healthy way? What do we do? The first thing I'd submit to you is self-evaluate. Self-evaluate. Stop and be aware of yourself. I encourage you, if you're taking notes, write that down. Self-evaluate. This is not self-centered. This is not self-focused. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't stop and take stock of how you're feeling and acknowledge it, you're going to do more harm to yourself. You have to stop and say, this is the worst. And just acknowledge it. This hurts. I don't like this. I feel uncomfortable. I have feelings of anxiety. I'm having a hard time. Acknowledge it. Even the simple act of saying, I'm overwhelmed by these blessings that I prayed for, and my plate is very full, and I don't know if I can handle it, brings freedom. Because the more we stuff and try to just keep going and just power through because we're living the dream and I've got all this stuff and I'm just more, you're gonna stuff it down, but it's gonna come out sideways and start hurting everybody around you and yourself. You have to acknowledge this is hard. Ouch. But see, this is also where we can stop and evaluate if any of the choices that we've made have led us to this point. Maybe we've overextended ourselves and said yes to way too many things than a human could possibly do in one lifetime. It might be time to pull back on some of those things and get your priorities in order. It could be as simple as that. But I don't want to hurt their feelings. But your kid doesn't have to be in 15 extracurriculars. Pick one. In 2 months, if they don't like it, switch. It's fine. Maybe we've opened ourselves up to some unhealthy habits, made some unhealthy choices, and that's gotten us to the point of where we're feeling overwhelmed and I don't have answers. If you're doing silly things, stop it. Just don't do that. Be done. If you've opened a door, close it. There's no guilt, no condemnation, no shame. Shame off you, not on you. Just stop. See, the problem is a lot of us get stuck right here. We self-evaluate so much that we're like, this is the worst. Everything's awful. I barely made it to the building. I crawled in here. My life's falling apart. My kids hate me. I just hit myself with the mic on the table. This is just the worst, blah, 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 blah. And we get stuck in this cycle of just self-evaluating to the point of like paralysis. We can't keep moving. Or we retreat until things settle down. Like, that's ever gonna happen. Have you guys seen that meme of like adulthood is saying, but after this week, things will calm down over and over until you die? It's never gonna settle down, y'all. So we can't get stuck in that cycle. We gotta go to the next step. So the first thing, self-evaluate, acknowledge where you are right now. The second thing is pour your heart out to God. pour your heart out to God. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Why? He cares. Psalm 55:22, there's my bro David again freaking out. He said, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. So imagine I've got a football. I didn't bring a football because I was a musical theater kid, not a sports player. So we're just going to acknowledge that. But imagine I have a football, right? And you're going to hurl, which is what cast means. I'm going to hurl my anxieties to God, right? So, okay, God, I'm going. Oh, never mind. I'm just going to take it. Okay, I'm ready this time. Nope, never mind. I got it. You got to cast those things to the Lord. Hurl them at the Lord, not at your kids. Don't be hurling things at your spouse. Don't be hurling things out to your friends. If you haven't prayed about it, don't talk about it. We get so stuck in my life is the worst and everything's awful, so I'm just gonna word vomit on you and then walk away, and that person's like, I'm sticky and that was awful. I don't wanna talk to you anymore. We have to cast our cares on God. He can handle it. And you know what? Have you ever something's been a huge issue to you? Like it's a huge deal and it's like rocked your day and you can't sleep and all that kind of stuff, and you tell a friend about it and they're like, I'm so sorry for you. Well, that was a waste of my life. Thanks so much for caring. It's like when our kids are like, Mom, I have an owie. It's right there. And you're like, sure. Yeah. Okay. You're fine. God cares about the things you care about. They may sound completely stupid to everybody else around you. You yourself might be like, this is dumb. Why am I feeling like this? Cast that on God. He cares about the teeniest little hangnail on your baby toe to your mortgage. He cares about it all, and he wants to carry those cares for you. See, there's a lot of things that we should just not say. We shouldn't just be venting or saying to people. You know, in Proverbs 18:21, it says, the power of death and life are in the tongue. You have creative power with your words. You're created in the image of God, who created the world by the power of his words. Everything out of your mouth is either speaking life or death. So even when you're venting, you're creating. So why don't you vent to the one who can actually do something about your circumstance? Karen on Facebook, A, doesn't care, and B, doesn't do anything about it except tell her other Karens about you. So stop. We got to cast our cares on God because he cares for you. And the Lord reminded me of this last night. You know, some of us were either stuck in that first part of where we're self-evaluating so much that we're paralyzed and we're worried and we have ulcers about it, or we've been trying to go to all of our friends and tell them all the things and nobody cares about it as much. So then we take it home and then we lie awake in bed at night and we're like, I can't sleep. I don't know what to do. And we can't sleep. The Lord reminded me of Psalm 121, verse 4, that says, in fact, I'm just going to read the chapter because it's just so good. You ready for some scripture? Awesome. You have no choice. Psalm 121, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. So I'm like, okay, if you're awake, I shouldn't have to be awake. There's no use in both of us losing sleep over this. So you stay up all night, I'm gonna get some sleep. Wake me if there's an issue. Some of you guys have been losing sleep over things that God's like, hey, I'm right here and I'm watching, go to bed. All you need is a snack and a nap. Go to sleep. You don't have to lose sleep over these things. Cast them on God, get some rest. Also drink some water, because that's really good for you. Side note. So we need to self-evaluate. We need to cast our cares. We need to pray about it before we talk about it. And the last thing is ask for help. Ask for help. Get some help. Proverbs 18:21 says, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon writes, I turned my head and saw yet another wisp of smoke on its way to nothingness. A solitary person completely alone. No children, no family, no friends, yet working obsessively late into the night, compulsively greedy for more and more, never bothering to ask, why am I working like a dog, never having any fun? Having fun is in the Bible, so do that. And who cares? More smoke, a bad business. It's better to have a partner than go it alone. Share the work, share the wealth, and if one falls down, the other helps. But if there's no one to help, tough. I didn't say it, it's the Bible. Two in a bed warm each other, and the husband said, yeah. Alone you shiver all night, by yourself you're unprotected. With a friend you can face the worst. Can you round up a third? A three-stranded rope isn't easily snapped. You're not Superman. I mean, I think you're Superman, but you're not Superman. You're not a superhero. Ladies, we are not Wonder Woman. You are not meant to go through life alone. You're just not. I mean, I know you're awesome and you're super strong and you built your business and all of that, and I applaud you. That's amazing. You're not supposed to be by yourself. People go crazy when they're alone for too long. You need other people. You need to connect with other good, stable, wise people that are in a spot where you'd like to be. Connect with someone a few steps down the road from you. Ask one of our pastors to coffee. You know that's our job, to like pastor people. Just saying, I don't know what it, I think people think we just sit in the church all week praying, waiting for you to show up on Sunday so we can do our job. No, our job's through the week. We pastor people, we care about you. We wanna help you and get you connected with good resources and things like that. That's kind of what we signed up for. Ask one of our pastors to coffee, but they're so busy, but no. This is our job, let us do it, please. We love you. We want to help you. Don't, if you're in this spot where you feel overwhelmed and crushed and alone and like you're spinning, don't leave this place without talking to somebody about it. Please. There are people up here at the end of service that their whole obsession is just to pray with people. They love it. They live for it. Come up here. Talk to them. We will get you connected. We don't have all the answers, but we serve the God that does. So we're going to hook you up. You were not meant to live bound and overwhelmed and crushed by the weight of the world on your shoulders all alone. This is how God created us, to be in life together. Some of you are in this room right now, surrounded by all these beautiful people, and you feel so alone. And you don't know how you're gonna do tomorrow. It doesn't have to be this way. You are seen, you are loved, you are valued. You are meant to live free. Jesus didn't die on the cross for a behavior modification program called Christianity. He died to set you free, to have a relationship with you so that you can do what he said, which is he came to give us life and life more, kind of like, okay? No. To give us life and life that's like strapped and dead and I'm all alone. No. He came to give us life and life abundantly. Those are the Christians that we're supposed to be. So my encouragement is join a life group. Join a life group. I lead one on Monday nights. You can drive to Santan Valley. We've got room. Join a life group. Phone a friend, a healthy friend. That will pull you up, not be like, girl, I know. If your friend goes, you don't need them in your life. We don't need them. Phone a friend, get in a life group, talk to somebody up here, get a counselor, go to counseling. If you have trauma in your life, talk. You have to talk about it. You have to talk about it and acknowledge it and take steps forward. But I'm overwhelmed by how hard it's gonna be. You're right. And healing hurts. But the extent to which you embrace the pain of healing is the extent to which you'll be healed. When we embrace the pain of taking steps forward and healing and growing those muscles back and eating the right things and spiritually feeding ourselves the right way, when we embrace that, okay, because the option is like, do you want to be where you are, or do you want to embrace a little bit of pain of healing to be like abundantly living? You are not meant to be overwhelmed going through life by yourself. God has bigger plans for you. So moms in the room, accept help when people offer it. On our first trip to, we went to Hawaii when my oldest was 10 months old and we had two flights. And I was reading a bunch of blogs before we flew. And I was like, okay, how do I travel with the kids, my first baby? And I completely broke down when we got in the hotel, by the way, because I was like, I don't know where a hospital is. And I don't know, did I pack the Tylenol? It was like first mom problems. With Nova, I'm like, yeah, she's fine. Okay, so anyways, one of the things that I read was, hey, when you're in an airport and somebody offers to help you, like accept the help. So there was this sweet lady who was sitting like a row in front of us. So sweet. And she was like, hey, can I help like hold your daughter for you? She's like right in front of me. I can see everything. She's like, we're on a plane. Where am I going to go? She like held Emma. Emma fell asleep. I watched a movie, took a nap. It was the best. Moms, accept the help. You don't have to do it all by yourself. Dads, husbands, when your wife offers to look over your finances, accept the help. Your partners, be partners in it. Kids in the room, teenagers and adult type children. Teenagers, listen, you're right. Your parents didn't grow up with internet, but other than that, it's basically the same. They live the same life you're living. They just didn't have access. Well, some of them did, but it went, ka-goong, ka-goong. It's different. Accept the help. Like, sure, your mom doesn't dress like you, but she's pretty smart. And she loves you enough to, like, go through what she went through to get you here. So, plus, all of us in here, adult-type children, we don't want to rob ourselves of the blessing that comes with honoring our parents. It's the first commandment with a blessing, right? Honor your parents. Listen to them. They love you. Accept the help. You don't have to do it all by yourself. So today, I feel like I'm talking to a few groups of people. I feel like today I might be talking to some people that are just really overwhelmed, and I can't even put into words what I'm overwhelmed about. I'm just overwhelmed. That's okay. Some of you feel like you're treading water. You can barely keep your head up. Another wave comes. It's okay. Some of you today are like, yes to all of the above, but also I'm tired of doing life by myself. I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired. And I want the hope that you're talking about. I want to believe what I'm saying when I say I'm a child of God and what that means. I have authority and inheritance and all of that. So if it's okay with you, I just want to pray. Because we serve a God that's bigger. And he knows everything that's going on right now. So I just want to take a minute, let him do some work. Just pray, thank him about what we were talking about today. So will you just bow our heads? Just make some room for our God right now. Lord, we love you. God, I thank you that you're a loving God. That you are love. And contrary to popular belief, that is who you are. That we don't have to hide our thoughts or come to you in a certain way because you already know. I encourage you right now, wherever you are, just tell the Lord exactly how you feel right now. Whether it's, Lord, I'm overwhelmed. I'm not enough. I don't know if I'm worth it. I don't know if I can do this anymore. I'm out of answers. I'm out of time. I'm out of resources. Lord, I pray that right now you would take those burdens. Help us release those things to you in this moment. God, help us let go. Thank you that you are a good father, that you are close to the brokenhearted. Thank you, Jesus, that your presence is here, and in your presence we find all that we need. So we don't want to strive anymore. We don't want to fight anymore. But God, we just relax and rest in your peace. In this same atmosphere, some of you in here maybe don't have the relationship with God that can help foster some of this. You're like, I want all that you're saying and what you're talking about, but I don't know how to do that. And the God that I grew up with is not the God you're talking about. Because the God that I grew up with is a bunch of rules. So if that's you today, and you want, if there's even a part of you that's like, yeah, maybe I could hang out with this Jesus that you're talking about. That sounds like a real stand-up guy. I'd like to hang out with him. Then in your own way, in your heart, just open yourself up to the Lord. And I'm just going to pray a prayer out loud that your heart is already saying. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for my sin that separated me from you so that I can have a relationship with you. Not a rule book to follow, but a relationship with you. Jesus, I ask that you would come into my heart, that you would forgive me of my sins, that you would cleanse me, wash me, make me new. I want to live for you forever in Jesus' name. Right now, Jesus, I pray that your presence would just flood into our hearts. God, that what the enemy meant for evil, that you're turning for good. God, I thank you that those that just prayed that prayer in their hearts are experiencing your joy. They're experiencing your peace. They're experiencing your presence. God, for the first time in years, they see hope for the future, just like you promised us. I thank you that you're doing it right now, the work that only you can do. So we thank you, Jesus, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come on, can we just celebrate our God?
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.